everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hello everybody, this is Jen. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
没错，这些奖品呢都是我们老师为大家精心所挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且是你花钱都很难买到的哦。兼职读完一本原版书、杂志，或者是用好我们的早安周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Jen, 刚刚去哪儿了？ I was looking for you for like 20 minutes.
I was in the restroom. 你不知道刚刚女厕所排队排得老长了。So I waited in the line for almost 15 minutes.
哇，那是很长的队了啊。But have you noticed that it's pretty much like that everywhere? 就好像不管在哪女厕所好像都经常排队啊。
Yeah, I almost rushed into the men's room once, because it was empty there, while the ladies' room was fully occupied.
那这个念头我也是不止一次有过啊。那刚刚提到这个词就很好 ,occupied. So if a room or something is occupied,Someone is using it so that it's not available for anyone else.
对，我们就可以翻译为占用或者说有人了。比如说厕所现在有人，我们就可以说 The bathroom is occupied.
Right. 不过说到女厕所排长队这个话题啊，最近呢，妇女权益保障法提请审议，其中就包括啊，确保女性厕位呢要多于男性厕位。
Yeah, that indeed is a very good proposal. So how about we talk a bit more about this topic?
No problem.那今天呢，我们就来跟大家聊一聊这个话题，以及那些你需要知道的英文表达吧。那今天的所有内容呢，都有文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So a report published recently said that 41% of women often find the toilets are fully occupied when entering a public restroom.And 65.2% of them said they have to wait between 1 to 5 minutes before their turn.
那据上海市妇女儿童工作委员会发布的一份报告显示啊，41%的女性呢表示经常或者偶尔需要排队上公厕。在排队时间上呢，62%的女性一般要排1到5分钟。
对，那为什么女厕所的队伍要更长一些呢？ So here are some facts that you may want to know.
So first, men's and women's restrooms are typically the same size, but men can use urinals and women can't.
Right. 一般呢，男女厕所面积都是一样的，但是呢，男厕所可以设置小便池，所以更节省空间。那这个小便池的英文 urinal, U-R-I-N-A-L.
So a men's restroom will typically have a row of stalls and a row of urinals. Yes, and a women's restroom will just have stalls.女士的厕所里面呢就只有 stall, S-T-A-L-L, a small area in a room surrounded by glass, walls, etc. that contains a shower or toilet, 就表示厕所里面的那种小隔间。
Yeah, they may have more stalls than the men's restroom, but urinals are usually much smaller.
You can put more of them in the same amount of space. So the exact same size restroom could serve 10 men simultaneously, but only 8 women.
对，那相同的空间一次性能够容纳10个男士，女厕所呢只能容纳8个女士。 Simultaneously 这个单词呢在这里是做副词，表示同时的，它的形容词形式是 simultaneous， 字母比较多，大家要注意拼写是 S-I-M-U-L-T-A-N-E-O-U-S。
嗯，那这里是第一个原因啊，同样的空间呢更少的位置。 And the second reason is women have greater childcare responsibilitiesThey're more likely to be helping, waiting for, or dealing with small children, or changing diapers.
没错，那第二个原因呢，就是女性更多的会承担照顾孩子的责任。Childcare responsibility. Childcare, it can be used as a noun and adjective. Childcare 这个单词呢，就是表示儿童保育或者是儿童照管。
嗯，那小孩子要上厕所，妈妈一般也是带到女厕所去的，对不对？当然呢，还是那种很小很小的朋友啊。所以呢，这也增加了女性使用厕所的时间。
Yes, and sometimes they also need to change diapers for babies. 有的时候呢，妈妈还需要帮襁褓中的婴儿换尿布。那换尿布在英文当中呢，就叫做 change diapers, D-I-A-P-E-R, 尿布。
That's right. 所以现在越来越多的地方，像是商场啊、机场，都会设置专门的母婴室。大家也能看到上面写的英文牌牌啊，就叫做 baby care room. And the third reason is women tend to wear more and tighter layers of clothing, which must be unzipped, unbuttoned, and pulled down.
对，女士一般穿的衣服呢会更复杂、更紧，穿脱就会更麻烦了。那我们说的一层一层的衣服啊，这个层英文就是 layer, L-A-Y-E-R, layer.
Yes, layer here means a quantity or thickness of something that lies over a surface or between surfaces. 哎，这个 layer 就是表示层或者是表层的意思。
That's right. For example, how many layers of clothing are you wearing? 你今天穿了几层衣服呀？这个几层衣服就用到了 layers of clothing 来表达。
嗯，所以说增加女厕所的数量还是非常必要的，尤其是当你很急的时候，前面还有很长的队伍，那绝对是煎熬。
没错，绝对是噩梦了啊。哎 ，Jen， 不过说到去公共厕所，你一般会选择哪个位置呢？
Well, I usually would choose the ones in the middle, because I don't know, maybe they're more sanitary.
那这样一般会选择中间的位置，对不对？因为觉得可能会更干净一点啊。这个干净就用到了 sanitary 这个词。
Yes, sanitary. S-A-N-I-T-A-R-Y. It means clean, not likely to cause health problems.这个单词呢就是表示清洁的、卫生的、干净的。
Yes, for example, is that sanitary? 这个东西卫生吗？那就相当于啊 is that clean?
Yes, well, most people have a strong disdain for public restrooms because they are seen as a place with high amounts of bacteria. 很多人呢不喜欢去公共厕所，就是因为觉得可能蛮脏的，会有细菌。那细菌呢在英文当中就是 bacteria.
Yes, bacteria.B-A-C-T-E-R-I-A. 我们看一个例子啊。These bacteria are harmless to humans. 这些细菌啊对人无害。Bacteria.
That's right.
哎，不过 Jen, 你知道吗？根据调查显示啊，最干净的位置其实并不是中间的。
Really? Then which one is the cleanest?
Well, statistically, the first stall or fixture you can see when walking in is the least used in every restroom, therefore making it most likely to be the cleanest.
啊，就是说一般离出口最近的那个是最干净的，或者说我们进去之后看到的第一个位置。
Yes,
but I try to avoid that stall every time.
我相信很多人也是同样的想法啊，所以就导致第一个位置呢是使用的人最少的。
Okay, good to know.
那你每次上完厕所会用那个烘干机吗？
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, if there is one.
But if you can, avoid high-speed jet air dryers in public restrooms.Research showed that they spread rather than remove germs.
哦，那也就是说，这种烘干机不仅不能够除菌，还要传播病毒，是不是？
Yes, that's exactly right.
Then what should I use?
Just use normal paper towels and you'll be fine.
Okay, duly noted. 那今日份的早安小贴士，大家在公共厕所，首先呢，尽量选择靠近出口的位置，以及呢，要避免使用烘干机哦。
奇奇怪怪的知识又增加了，是不是？那关于这个话题，大家有什么想法呢？都可以在评论区告诉我们哦。
那我们今天的节目就到这里了。最后呢，再提醒一下大家，我们今天所有的内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, thank you so much for listening. This is Blair.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。